I went. I was there.
Are you gonna tell me you UC geek too?
Huh? Me? Come on, man. You gonna play me like
did
that?
You UC geek?
Come on, man. You gonna play me like that?
Can you use the Coachella?
Number one, the number one rated ticketing app in the world.
You can use to buy Coachella tickets?
I mean, that's what I did.
For week two?
I mean, that's what I did.
Boom, there you go.
Come on, man. The reason I love SeatGeek is because it makes it simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah, green dot means
good.
And red dot means
bad.
God, you're good.
And my outfit right now, I'm looking bad, my boy. You know what I mean? Call me red dot because I'm looking bad, my boy.
Not only does SeatGeek offer Coachella week two, but they offer 70,000 live events daily.
Yep, exactly. Which is why they have over 28 million downloads. Guys, you guys know our obsession and our love for SeatGeek. It's real. Everything we do. If I'm at an event, ask me if I use SeatGeek. I dare you. Because guess what I'm going to say?
I literally just used it today.
For what?
This Sunday, I'm going to go see the Dodgers play the Mets.
Oh.
And now you see, Kik. Yeah, are you mad that I didn't invite you? Sorry.
I am mad.
Sometimes I can hang out without you. So, let me hang out without you.
Okay, you can. Just please don't spit in my face when you talk to me.
Sorry, wifey.
So you're going to the Dodger game. Yeah. I mean, what else could you do on SeatGeek? Like, who else is on?
I mean, Drake's always on there. Bad Bunny's still on his tour.
Oh, Fercho. Say Fercho. Say it.
I'll say Fercho. Fercho, Fade, everybody. Like, it's just, everyone's on there.
SeatGeek is popping, guys. And guess what? We're going to hook you guys up, all right? I'm talking $20 off your first ticketing purchase using the code LAPLATICA.
That's it. $20 off immediately.
Immediately.
Enjoy today's episode.
Love you guys.
Love you too, YP. Bienvenido todo el mundo. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Guys, welcome to La Plática. Today's video is sponsored by our very own friends at SeatGeek, the number one ticketed rating app on the App Store.
There you go.
Today, we have a really special guest, like a super special guest.
Wow.
I've honestly been following your career for a while, and we'll get into that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're super excited for you to be here.
Thank you.
This young lady, she's so respectable in her industry. She is very like well known, especially like in the Inland Empire. That's yep. how I know.
I know her
all day.
She goes by Angie, aka Angie V, and she just told me, "Yeah, I'm just kind of like your brother with fake tits."
Yeah.
So that's what I'm gonna say. Y'all got the same vibe going on.
Yeah, botas.
I wish I would have got the memo.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because I know all the girly pops back at home watching are gonna be excited as well because you are an amazing human being.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course. You. Welcome to La Plática.
I'm tripping out. Like, I'm really like, holy, I can't believe I'm here. Because it's, wow. I don't know if you guys know, it's the number one Latino podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So according to Google. I'm literally on the number one Latino podcast right now. And I'm like, what?
Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah. Angie, thank you for having me.
No, we're so excited. You've done a lot in your career. And I'm just curious, like, what are your top three things you've done
as a
DJ?
Okay.
Because if you guys don't know, Angie V is a DJ.
Yeah, I'm definitely a DJ. I've been in the game a long time. It was real sweet that you called me a young lady, and I adore that. But I've been around forever. Yeah. So I've done a lot of shit, but I honestly, like, you know when you're on the spot, I ain't gonna lie, I'm nervous, you guys. I'm nervous.
No,
okay. I'm nervous. Shot or I'm usually like, I feel like sometimes I'm the cool. Can we take shots?
Yeah. While you talk, I can.
This is your show, girl.
I didn't know that. Like,
this is your show.
See, because y'all like, you know, I be doing other podcasts as real hood. You guys are like, I don't know if you feel are about like that? Those. Oh my God, I feel like. I don't even know how to explain
it. What energy are we like giving you?
Latino elite.
Latino elite?
For sure. Like, and I'm about that, right? I'm trying to get there.
Yeah.
Latino elite, please talk to me.
You're like Chicano excellence, Latino elite, you know? And I'm about that. I'm all about that. But, you know, I also be hanging in the hood. So,
well, you hood too, girl. You know, don't trip.
I just didn't know if this was the vibe, but hell yeah, let's take a shot. Yeah. You know, I think it's going to be, you know.
We don't know if the guests actually drink as well, you know? So.
Well, because you'd be like running and you're like fitness and you look like you have 0% body fat. So like, I just don't know if alcohol fits in those lifestyles, you know?
I'm like at 2%, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, you're about to be 4.
Well, you know, life, there's balance in life.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
true.
You know?
That's true.
Sometimes it might teeter totter this way a little bit, but for the most time we like to, you know.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm getting there, you know? A little later in life, but I'm getting there at the balance. You know, it's good. Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Angie V. Blessed.
Yeah, cheers, I like this. Boy. Okay, I'm already feeling like way better. Here we go.
This will help.
Salud. Yeah.
Salute.
Okay, good.
One thing.
All right, I'm here now. Here we are. Let's go.
One thing about having a podcast and, you know, filming every week.
Yeah.
And having guests sometimes every week. Fuck.
You okay, Mule?
Yeah. Is all right, just you tend to drink every week.
No, look, I get my boy over here struggling.
Yeah, yeah. I'm concerned. You want to take a sip of water?
No. I'm good. I got my
Coke. Just hold your breath. I agree. That's the same thing with DJing. So it's very hard to be, you know, I'm going to be very honest. I aspire to be sober, but it just is, I'm probably just not right, never going to happen.
Yeah.
But I have learned, I'm balancing out a little better.
Yeah. How do you do it? Like, there has to be a moment in your career, or even maybe still you struggle with it, where it's like, you really don't want to drink. Can you tell us a story where maybe you drank a little bit too much on the job?
Willpower. She's gotta
have
that.
How much time do you have? How about it? Can I tell you a story about when I haven't? I feel like before the pandemic, I didn't really drink a ton, but after the pandemic, I had a new following that was like a lot bigger. And so before, when I was able to DJ, I was just able to really DJ and like, oh, cool. There's a girl DJ, which is honest. Most people would say, but I got to get lost. Now I have people coming to specifically see me. So it's like, they're staring at me and they're like, they want to just video me. And I feel a little more self-conscious, I guess you can say.
Yeah,
I get you.
So I do tend to, you know, tequila was my friend for like the first year, 1,000%. Yeah. It made me more like
loosey goosey.
Yeah. I'm a bitch that likes to have a good time all the time, but I think I just needed that like way to kind of forget the fact that I had these eyes that were just like, what is she going to do next? Cause
it must've been a little intimidating. Yeah.
For sure.
But you've always loved being a DJ, especially like, cause you were on the radio as well, right?
Hey guys, hold on 1 second. Are we just going to skip over my question?
Oh, sorry.
Wait, what was your question?
Like the top favorite things you've done, like as a DJ, something like your highest accomplishment or just like an accolade you're actually really proud of and stuff.
Accolade, so, huh? Is
that I'm throwing that around right now.
Number one Latino podcaster. I would say my favorite thing to this day is I'm a diehard Raider fan. Okay. So Raider Nation all day, born and raised, like just die hard. And I DJed, I want to say we went into the playoffs in 2020, or it was a game where we would go into the playoffs. We hadn't
gone. It's always like that, right? Almost every year. We could have done that.
You know, why you gotta bring up old shit? But yeah.
He's a Niner fan, by the way.
You're a Niner.
Oh, yeah.
In the minute you took that red hat,
You saw that?
Yeah. Either he was going to be a Niner fan or an Angel fan.
Definitely not an Angels fan.
I was like, but yeah, so I did an event with Little John. We did halftime together. Little John performed, I DJed. And through that, I got to come back in the 2022 season for the Raiders as their DJ. And that to this day, like,
that's so cool.
I'm not going to lie, it was like their first time having a DJ. I really didn't do a lot, but just being there and like being on screen.
That is so sick.
The opportunity that you got to be like asked to do that. That's awesome.
Well, you think about it and you're like, you love the Power Rangers, right? let's just use that.
You're I was about to right? make it Come seem on, like yeah, I'd like them, but like I'm not like obsessed.
Except for the gigantic like, life size poster behind you.
That and I have the White Ranger tatted on me as
he
well.
He does.
So I can't really say shit. Yeah.
So really quick, is this a common like knowledge thing that everyone knows here? Do you talk about it a lot?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean,
there's a gigantic poster right behind you. So yeah, it's pretty.
Imagine being a kid. And you watched Power Rangers every day. You're obsessed. You have tattoos. Like, they're a part of your lifestyle. And in the whole universe of the whole world, there's plenty of other children that feel that way. And then one day they call you and they're like, yo,
you're the children,
we want you to be the Brown Ranger. Like, you're going to be stoked, right? It's going to feel like, in what world?
I would be stoked. That's so cool.
Right? Yeah. That's how I felt. Like, in the whole world, in the whole planet this year, I got to do that. And so that, to me, was probably my super favorite. Yeah. And I, like I said, I wasn't shining in any kind of like people screaming my name. I just was in a place that I was loved and grew up loving. So that's been one of my favorite things. Building like a community of people that love music through Twitch during the pandemic, totally one of my freaking top.
Do you still do that right now?
I do actually. I feel like they held me down. It was really popular during COVID.
For sure.
Because we had nowhere to go. It was great. It was
I honestly thought it was the sickest shit. I wanted to do that. That's how cool it looked. Mm-hmm. Still looks cool. Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's kind of, you know, people have gone back to their whole lives, but I felt like those people really held me down in a time where I thought I was going back to work at Amazon. Like, well, not back to work, but I was like, okay, bitch, you just bought a car. Like, my dad was like, Mija, you can work with me here at the warehouse. I signed up. I got the job. I didn't end up going because I just started streaming and it was doing really, really well.
You said Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
None of my friends believe me. So pandemic hits, I'd had really dope gigs lined up. And it's crazy because I knew, like, everyone was like, don't trip, 2 weeks. I knew it wasn't 2 weeks because I had parties for Coachella, which was like 6 months later or like a while later already, like, No, this isn't happening. So I knew this was not going to be a 2 week thing. So I was like, for you guys, maybe, but for us, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. So I had just bought a Jeep and I thought, okay, like, you know what, bitch, you're not better than anything. Like, you can go back to work. Go to work. It's been 1,000 years, but shit, I really had, you know, you got to do it. So I applied for Amazon. I told all these bitches in the room and thought I was like, they were like, that's funny. And I was like, no, I really applied.
Wow.
They were like, come in Friday for your drug test and your meeting.
Wow.
Like, I think I applied on a Monday. Tuesday was St. Patrick's Day. I started streaming the first day of quarantine. So I think I got lucky.
No expectations. You were just doing it.
I was bored as hell. Like,
did somebody kind of like tell you like maybe you should do this? Or did you have a friend that was doing it?
I hated I hated live streaming. We kind of played with it before. But it's so funny because I feel like I'm so involved in live streaming now and the engagement. But at the time, people being able to ask me personal questions was just so bizarre to me and I hated it. I did it one time and they're like, your ex and X, Y, and Z, and why aren't you this? And I was like, this is trash. I don't want to ever do this. Mm-hmm. So I never did it until we were just bored and I thought, like, the world is ending. Let's just play music. And so it was the first, literally the first day of the pandemic. So no, I think I just got lucky in doing it right away. And then we came back the next day. I was like, we'll come back tomorrow. And then the next day it was like 300 people. I was like, I'll come back tomorrow. And then it was like 400. And by the end of the week, I'd had 700, which at the time was a lot of people. Like, it was doing bigger numbers than Diplo at the time, which was.
What?
Yeah, it was just weird as shit. Yeah.
He was on noon. It too.
I did noon every day for 3 months.
Wow.
Every single day. Then we started dressing up and then we started painting my walls and shit.
Like,
and then
games and stuff.
100%. It was so much fun.
Moments that you will never forget.
I love my life now, but it was the most fun, like,
and such
carefree.
A sad time too, you know, like, it's just like such a kind of like a,
it was hard. I feel really bad, but I can go back and say, like, the pandemic was great to me because it really moment. Was, you know, it really was amazing. I was one of the people that came out blessed by a really shitty situation.
Yeah, for sure.
So building that community.
Love that.
Was dope.
That's so cool.
And they still stuck with you till since then.
Yeah. And I still try to be on once a week for them. At least Oldie Sunday, because I built a really cool Latino, like, old school group of people that even then I think no one was doing that.
Yeah.
We were kind of like, you know, I was in my, like, I'm 30. It was in my 30s and you didn't really want to play. You had nowhere to play that for the most part. But yet when I started doing it online, you realized how many people really, like, are engaged in that sound, grew up the same way. So that was that. And I will say my favorite, one of my biggest, I play in excess in Las Vegas was a really big, big deal
to me. Oh,
that's
awesome.
Yeah. Damn. So yeah, I would say those three things
are. I love that.
I'm sure I'm missing something along the way.
No, we got a rundown from our producer Jess, and she was giving us like a list of everything you've done. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's done so much. So I was just like, I want to know what your favorite things that you did was.
I think those.
That's awesome.
I like where I come from. I just couldn't imagine accomplishing those types of things. So yeah, hell yeah.
What I think is really awesome too is that you're the oldest of six girls?
I am the oldest of six girls, yeah.
That makes sense.
I can see that too.
Yeah. What do you mean? What does that mean?
No, there's like this like energy about you. There's like this like aura that just like authority.
I love that.
Yeah. Damn. I feel like you're very like strong, independent. Like I think nobody really fucks with you.
You run shit, huh? Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations, but I'm bossy. Yeah, I think I'm a little bossy, but I also think I'm really good.
But not
good.
A bad way.
Yeah, like I know how to fall in line when needed.
That depends on who you ask.
100%. If you ask Carrie, poor girl, like she, I have to pay for her therapy.
Over.
Yeah,
like,
for sure, 100%. But if you ask these broads, They're kind of bossy too. I run with a lot of bossy bitches.
Yeah, there you go. You came with a full entourage, man. It's packed, a packed house, everybody.
Yo, my bitches is my bitches. And we've been riding for years, like
that's
years
awesome.
And years. Yeah. That's really cool. And we're all connected through some person along the way. Yeah.
Yeah. You're our second guest ever in La Plática history that's brought in this many people. The second. We've had one person who's
brought more. And we told them.
I already heard who it was. Because when I asked Jess, I said, hey, my girls want to pull up. And she was like, okay, but like how many? And I was like, well, you know, the usual. She's like, oh, that's fine. We've had someone that brought way more than
that. Yeah, no, we're starting to get used to a nice audience. Huh?
I like it. I like it.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So oldest of six.
Oldest of six girls.
Where were you like raised and stuff? I know, is it IE?
Yeah. So I stayed in school in Rancho Cucamonga area. Nice. My dad's from Upland. My mom is like kind of from like all over the place. But my family will say Upland, California, where now I live. But yeah, I grew up in the Inland Empire. We lived in Rancho, born in San Bernardino, county baby. What's up? county baby, and then lived in Fontana to kindergarten, moved to Rancho, lived there. My dad was in jail. My grandmother was, you know, she kind of left the life, married a doctor, and life was great. So she was like, I'm not letting you, you're moving to the nice part. At the time, it was like the nice part. Yeah, he's like shaking his head. At the time, it was like the nice part of the
Rancho Cucamonga.
Altaloma.
I feel like it is it not.
Altaloma.
Oh,
I mean, it still is.
I love Rancho. Rancho's nice.
I love Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah.
What's but the other?
Especially like
Victoria Gardens.
Yeah,
that's what I was about to say. I used to run Victoria Gardens.
Okay, wait. So
I used to walk down
IE
Victoria
too.
Gardens.
Yeah,
it's fucking Sebas, bro.
Where'd you go to high school?
Okay,
I went to high school in Marietta.
That's real, like real.
I went to Marietta.
Okay.
But after high school, I graduated from Vista Marietta.
And then, that's usually the move.
My parents, they lost their home, unfortunately, in Marietta. So I was in Riverside holding it down for a minute.
I feel like that's like how the direction of the flow goes. Like if you're from that kind of area, you head towards Riverside Rancho, and then you start making your way towards like Pasadena, LA.
Yeah,
I just
but Victoria Gardens was just like amazing to go to all the time. I remember when I first met my wife, we'd just go there and go there and go there. I'd go to what's that one spot? Gayukaku.
Gayukaku's my shit,
bro. And then like I forgot.
Yeah, no, it's like
the Korean Japanese
barbecue.
Korean barbecue.
Oh, cool.
But their ramen's actually really good.
Mm. Yeah, and I remember I forgot what day, but me and my wife were go because I think the pitchers of beers were like $2.
Dude, damn. Their happy hour is fire.
It's insane.
Wow. So then you started making money and you started going to Fleming's.
Yeah, I mean,
you did Fleming's.
No.
The Tomahawk
no,
Tuesday.
I'll still go to Gayukaku or I'll still go to like hood spots, but now the difference is I just pay for the little bill.
Hey, same extra guac for everybody. Extra guac for everybody.
Yeah, so that's cool. IE, wow,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, stayed in school out there, and I've lived in almost every city in like Rancho, Ontario, Upland, and then probably like the last 10 years, I was in Pomona, which technically isn't IE, but it feels like it's the last city of LA County.
Yeah.
So like if you're from Pomona, you're like, nah, fool, that ain't that.
Right, IE. I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's
which
beefy.
I kind of understand.
But it is, right?
But
yeah,
but it is. But it's like.
Are they 909?
They're 909.
Are you 909 or are you 951?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Did you change your area?
I didn't change it, but.
Oh, so you did.
I did act like the company of what is known as Verizon. They changed my 909 to 951. It was a problem, but
951's fine. I'm still 951.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's IE.
It's great.
Or you think 909 is the true?
It's the OG, like 909.
I didn't know. So
people don't be like, you're from the 951.
I have a story for you.
Oh shit.
I was probably 18 years old, and I was gonna ask you because I have friends and family that are more
Cholos?
In the no. And I have a friend that I went to high school with, and they're more in like the Chino Hills area.
Oh, 100%.
So I think that you DJ'd one of those parties before. It was like a house party.
My first ever gig in my life.
And I want to say that was you.
The first gig I've ever done, I wanted to be a dancer. I wanted to be a backup dancer. My dream was to like tour and dance. I started dancing. I had DJ friends. So then I picked up DJing as a hobby through dance. And I'll never forget, like, one of my homegirls who's from Chino. I kind of was, people think I was raised in Chino as well. I spent a lot of time in Chino. She's like, hey, my boyfriend, I know you're DJing. Might I add, I was only on vinyl. Like, no, I wasn't on Serato.
Yeah.
It was a hobby. My dad gave me 2 crates of his old school original records.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, my boyfriend's graduating an academy. Like, will you play this party?
Okay.
His party. And I was like, girl, I only have old school records. Like, she's like, it's fine. We love that. Right.
So this was your homegirl, right?
Yeah. She's like my cousin.
So we won't say her name, but did it start with a J?
No. But who are you talking about?
I was invited to a party.
What kind of party was it?
It was a house party. But I don't know.
Was we were celebrating something.
We're celebrating something, and it was in Chino or Chino Hills. I forgot. And I want to say that was you. Like, was,
100% like, probably.
The 100% probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was your DJ name always, probably. Always Angie V?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it had to be you.
100,000%.
Her name was Jessica Munoz.
Yes.
Okay, maybe what gig was that? Like your second or third, fourth, fifth, sixth?
It was in that first like couple years.
Hey,
yeah.
I made history, my boy.
Yeah.
I made history, my boy. I was there.
Okay,
probably
wait, I was probably faded
as an 18-year-old. You know,
she's got right. The nice house with the backyard,
big
the
backyard,
beautiful pool.
I don't know if it's her house or like her family members,
yeah, it's her.
But
it's her. It's
yeah,
her. It's Jessica's either sister or her mom. I know exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, I went to one of your first ever. You can say I was there when it started. I probably maybe helped a little bit.
Right,
you probably
might,
not.
So were you like hanging out by the DJ booth? Were you like that guy that was like, hey, like.
Probably
I've always wanted
there,
did you do this like wiki like did
not
you do
the
that
wiki
no
did you hit me with the wiki like
I mean shit maybe to
yeah,
be
I
honest
feel like you
now
did,
that I think
bro.
About
you
it I might
wiki
have hit
wiki
you wiki
I don't think he does now
yeah
but I think maybe transitioning from Murrieta to like Chino area he might have been like oh yeah wiki
yeah
like,
maybe you know like, I was like I don't know maybe I don't remember to be honest
okay
what are like, the most obnoxious things people do could be you get
obviously
you actually,
wiki
you actually
now,
get that?
The OG like this is how old I am so like the old school version of me, wiki right
yeah.
Like oh wiki like everybody like right that's
stuff?
Not it
yeah,
anymore
okay.
Now it's the phone
oh they tell me play this
oh
play
my
bad
God.
Bunny
yeah
I wanna, like I'm not really an angry aggressive person at least I wasn't I don't think but now like I want to it's like a movie. I want to full force yeah. Wonder Woman across that shit. Get the phone and freaking.
You should bring.
It's
a,
so annoying.
I'm that guy.
If you guys at home or at wherever you're at watching this, and you go to a gig and you are a place and you feel like, oh my God, the DJ needs to play this song. I promise you, if it's a hit, they're gonna play it. They just haven't played it yet. If it's not a hit, they ain't playing that shit. Okay, so I'm just gonna say, don't like. They don't want. It's not a vibe. Don't be that person. If they're an asshole, they might break your phone. I'm not, dude. I've heard
damn,
stories.
That's
yeah,
that's crazy.
I like how you looked at the camera.
Oh, it's right into your dead face. Yeah.
Thanks for the TikTok.
It's coming down.
No,
coming down.
Love that. You should bring a slingshot with you every time you like go to DJs.
Yeah, you know, but it's like different. Like Stevie,
but then
can
people hold up signs
face?
Too. They're saying that like, I love you,
which
TV.
Is great. I'm with
I
that
fuck
shit.
With you, girl.
That's cool. Yeah. But they'll
and then also play Bad Bunny.
Exactly.
You know,
it's the best part of that story is I just played Bad Bunny and there's that. And here's the best part. It ain't just girls.
Yeah.
It's dudes that, and I mean, they are I
passionate
the
about
shit
yeah,
out of you. Like,
yeah. And then when they're drunk,
bitch,
it gets
I know
even
you
worse,
see
huh?
me. The whole room's dancing and they're like,
yeah,
it's a really bad, unfortunate thing. That I hope goes away.
Yeah.
I don't think it will, but you know, if
yeah,
I could save,
no, I don't think so either.
If I could save five of you guys from doing it, I've done a justice to the community. So I'll take it.
Well, that's crazy. I can't believe I was like part of like,
you're like in my history.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I'm part of this.
100%. Yeah. Like you're now in my story.
Have you guys never met before? Is the first time you guys met?
Maybe I said hi to her, bro.
I think I'm
18 years
yeah.
old. I'm 34 now.
Yeah.
I'm about to be 34. It's probably my birthday.
You know what? I know exactly what party that was because I remember you guys gave the biggest reaction to Dynamite by Teo Cruz. I know exactly what party you're talking about. Cause I felt like that was the party that made me start feeling like, cause like, I was like, okay, like this, I'm just feeling comfortable. I know exactly what party you're talking about. So
that's
funny.
Crazy.
I know exactly which one.
You're so jealous you weren't there.
I'm kind of jealous.
You're
I'm like,
so
what the
jealous
fuck, man?
You weren't there.
Okay, wait, so you're IE Joshua.
I'm kind of like all over the place, but like
that's kind of how I feel,
OC, but- LA. Kind
born
of
and
my
area
code's 562, yeah.
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 He's Mr. Worldwide. You know
hey,
how that is.
562 is
like Long Beach. Is Long Beach.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm hybrid. I'm 562, which is like
Norwalk.
Norwalk. Yeah. I'm from Norwalk as well. But then I did my other half in the yeah. IE.
Okay.
And now I'm actually in the Valley.
See, I represent Pomona real hard because like my career kind of took off in Pomona. I started there. So I feel like a lot of people are like, wait, you're not like born and raised in Pomona. I wasn't.
They get mad. They're like,
they, you know what? I have been so blessed with not a lot of haters.
This whole IELA beef is so weird to me. I've like born and raised in LA. I never felt any kind of animosity towards the IE. Maybe because I had family in like Rancho and stuff. So
I don't see it. Everything's so close. I love the IE for this reason. I can go to Hollywood. I can be in a crazy Hollywood scene and mood and then head back home and reality is there. Yeah. But I also feel like Pasadena is probably like the same type of vibe, right? You leave the chaos. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm right behind a mountain to go snowboarding. To Vegas is 3 hours away. The beach is 45 minutes.
Dang, that is true.
IE is like the greatest place to live. I ride hard. I do.
Yeah.
I snowboard. Nice. I surf. I like,
you surf too? Oh yeah.
Damn. Told you I'm like your brother with titties.
Damn.
Straight up.
I have a question for you. This is a quick question. Yeah. What celebrity do people tell you look like or resemble or like kind of embody?
I don't get anyone, I don't think, right now. Hold on. I'm sure. When I was a lot younger, I used to get the girl from Entourage, but this was like really young. Now, I don't really get anybody.
Okay.
Why?
What are you thinking?
This is so random. And
also,
I don't know how you're going to feel about my answer.
It's okay. I can't offend
you. No. It's not like this person is beautiful. It's stunning. I don't know if you look like her, the way you're sitting. I don't know what it is. Jennifer Aniston?
Oh my God. No, but I will take
it. Am I tripping?
No, you're not.
I'm getting hot right now. Someone's like, stop. Let me just put a disclaimer, okay?
Because she's a white girl, obviously. You know what I mean? So I wasn't sure. Like,
but I love white girls.
Yeah.
I don't normally, obviously, I got my makeup done right. This is the number one Latino podcast of all time. So I have to like look the part, right? Yeah, so yeah. I don't look like this. Two, my homegirl Dre, Afterglow by Dre, she came over last night. I said, girl, hook up this skin, right? I want Dominican.
Okay.
So I'm not even the shade.
It's beautiful tan. Thank you're glowing. It looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit catfished right now, but I'm okay with it.
No, I do see it.
I don't know if it's necessarily like just like exactly your look. It's the way you carry yourself. It's everything.
It's both.
I can't pinpoint it.
It's both.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's almost like you guys have the same like facial shape structure
that,
as well.
It could be that.
Listen, and then the let me tell you, your guy right here, this is my dog because he's like, I like the green. He's engaged. Thank you. I like you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's a very
gigantic compliment. I love Jennifer Aniston. She's great. Her acting.
Me too.
She just seems like the coolest girl.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah.
And she's still super hot.
She crushes it.
So hot.
She crushes it in everything. 100%. She's always your favorite.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm a huge Jennifer Aniston.
All right. We have 1 minute. Favorite Jennifer Aniston movie. Go.
The first one that came to mind, and this is not my favorite movie of hers, is Meet the Millers. Is it Meet the Millers?
Yeah.
You would say that.
Yeah.
She's freaking showing ass. Like, yeah, hell yeah. Wasn't she on the stripper pool?
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
I have another one, but I forgot the name. Now that I don't even know why I said
that. The one where she's like a bitch. Horrible Bosses.
Great movie.
Oh my God.
She's so great in that movie. And you just want to smash on that movie.
Yeah.
What was that one movie where she's like dating and stuff?
Huh? Along Came Polly.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That one's great, but I'm not going to lie. Ben Stiller really killed.
Stole that part.
Like the dancing.
Yeah.
She was good in it.
Yeah. Angie, what did you say? We go on a little quick break and then we'll be right back.
You guys, welcome to my podcast, La Platica. We're going to go on a break right
now.
Tequila hit.
All of a sudden. We'll do one more shot if you want.
Don't pressure me with a good time. Because I'm down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Angie V.
In the building, everybody.
In the building. We'll be right back.
Push a button, dude. Push a button.
You're excited about that button.
Man.
Bye. Guys, eat stress-free this spring by using Factor ready-to-go meals, never frozen, which I love.
I love when they're never frozen. Guys, you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, all right? Whether you're looking for keto-friendly, gluten-free, high-protein, whatever you're looking for, Factor has you covered.
You know why I like Factor too? Because it's a lot of gourmet meals.
Ooh.
Broccolini.
Ooh.
Filet mignon. Shrimp.
Oh, I love shrimp.
You know what else you love?
Man, say it.
Truffle butter.
I knew you were going to say that. Guys, look, the thing with Factor, these meals are ready to go in 2 minutes, all right? Chef-crafted meals, all right? They're delicious, they're easy, simple, and nutritious.
No fuss, no nothing.
Man.
It's easy.
Come on, man. I need you guys to get on Factor.
Rip off the top. Microwave ready.
Beep, beep, beep.
And like I said, they were never frozen, so they still have that fresh taste.
All right, guys, so make sure to head over to factormeals.com/platica50 for 50% off your first Factor order. And then on top of that, we're also going to give you guys 20% off your second order using Factor. Like I said, factormeals.com/platica50.
50% off?
The first order.
20% off?
The second order.
Damn it, and truffle butter's included?
I knew you were gonna say that, man. I knew you know how much I love truffle butter, bro. You know how much I love truffle butter. You love to see me flash, huh?
And we're back.
last year was my first Coachella ever.
Okay.
Okay,
wow.
Check this out. When we threw a party for my company, Salud, right?
Yeah.
Which was sick, but it was like our first actual event that we threw. So I started like ripping shots at the party, okay? Ripping them.
Okay.
I'm going crazy.
Okay.
Okay. I get to Coachella, I'm blacked out. Don't remember anything.
Don't even remember the festival.
Next day,
okay.
Phone jacked. Pickpocketed.
No.
Jacked.
Are you sure it was pickpocketed? You didn't
promise
just
you.
Lay down and like
no.
in the grass and it
nope.
fell out?
Nope. I was walking through into VIP. I had my phone in my pocket. I was wearing tight pants, skinny jeans.
I don't
jeans.
Understand how people can still steal phones. I just don't get it. That yeah. feels like that.
Skinny jeans.
Like, you know where you like clearly see the bulge of the phone?
Clearly see the bulge. Yeah, 100%. Straight up.
So you got it. So he's a little bit traumado, huh?
Yeah,
so this year when I went, I was like super paranoid. So that Friday, I couldn't get tipsy because I was just like guarding my phone. I was ready to fight anybody.
Just get like a, just put it, I mean, don't guys wear like satchels now? Like just bam, right there on top.
Satchel?
I don't
you
know.
You see I'm me like, with a satchel?
Honestly, maybe. I don't know.
I have more satchels. Like
number one podcast.
I just wanted to
I don't
see
know.
Where she was going to go with it.
You might. It's okay. I don't judge. It's nice. It's not a bad thing. Like man bags are, you know, merces are great.
Do you have like icks? I feel like you got icks. Like is
yeah,
there
what are your icks?
I have icks?
Yeah, like yeah, towards other guys, other girls. I know one of the things, because I feel like you're passionate, because even the whole phone thing, you were like, you fucking better not. I'll throw a rock at
Let
your
me
phone.
See. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a...
I feel like you have to have icks.
I mean, 1,000% I have icks.
Are you dating?
No, I mean, I wish. No, I'm not. I'm very... Okay, so I guess I probably have a ton of icks. All right, well, here we go.
Just a couple?
I'm not dating right now. It's not necessarily by choice. I just am picky and I don't like anybody. So...
What are you picky about?
I don't even know if I'm picky because... It's just a vibe, and I just don't feel like I romantically vibe with people very easily.
Okay.
I'm very... my body is my temple, and okay. so I don't share it everywhere. I'm very, like... I'm, like, a weirdo in that area. I That's love... and But I'm so... I'm a girl's girl, so, like, I'm with my friends all the time. I'm very... I'm not at home.
Are you romantic?
I think I can be, yeah.
For the right person?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Yeah, I'm an extremist, I think, on each end, so... Like I'm not a middle girl, right? So if I ain't feeling you, I can't fake the funk. I can't like pretend. I can try. I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time. But I think when I'm in it, like I'm in it
mm-hmm.
in 100%. I'm just an extremist. I'm learning that about myself. So like I'm not dating. I'm zero dating. I'm not having sex. I'm zero having sex. But when I'm dating, it's pound town all day long, you know what I'm saying? And I'm
you.
Like, you know, in that space. Like, I want to do nice shit. I want to do romantic stuff. Like, I want to do all that. So, yeah, I'm learning these things about myself. But no,
that's cool.
I'm not dating. My ick is like, I don't know. I just like people that are themselves and they feel comfortable with themselves. Anyone
they
tries
don't try to fake, yeah.
No, I don't like someone that's like, I don't know. I just think authenticity is so hard to find.
Yeah.
And if you're attracted to that, you're really slim pickings out here. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like when you do try to search for authenticity, it's very slim, but I think when you do find it, sometimes it's really...
Yeah,
it's also
I'm
not
excited.
Very obvious. Like, you can't just meet somebody for the first time and be like, oh, this person's authentic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely takes time. I think, you know, I've been tricked a few times. It definitely takes time. You know, yeah, that's kind of what it is for me personally. I don't know. It's hard. It's just not easy for me, but I'm also the kind of person that when I'm in it, like I say, I'm an extremist. So I give so much to like the person, that energy, what I want to do, what I want them to do, how I see their lives. I think this is the first time I've ever lived alone without a roommate, without anybody, has been single for so long and I'm freaking killing it in my own goals.
Yeah.
that I'm attracted to this time of my life, doing the things for myself that I've never done. I'm seeing, like, I'm reaping what I sow as far as work and all of that. And it's a new relationship for me. So I'm kind of also not really interested in looking left or looking right, because I'm still having so much. It's so cliche. I'm dating myself.
No, I love that.
No,
but
I
genuinely feel that way.
I think, I
don't feel lonely.
I think some people need to do that.
Yeah.
It's great on it for me. And, you know, I've been in a relationship for a very long, I did a 7-year relationship for the most part, and that was amazing and it was beautiful. And I enjoyed being that girl, the relationship girl. But I think I'm in my like boss era in the sense of learning what I can do for myself financially, business wise. And I know once a partner comes into that, I would probably not be as on my A game. Yeah, so I'm almost kind of like,
unless you find the right partner.
Stay back.
Like
Josh said, unless you find the right partner. But honestly, you going through that type of lifestyle growth. and growth.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people do that. A lot of people love to be with somebody. A lot of people
need to.
A lot of people need to be with somebody. And then it just fucks them. And then they'll never be by themselves. And I think being by yourself for a little bit will help out, especially when you are in a relationship.
I love it. I'm not going to lie. I'm loving it a little too much. Like, I was just having this conversation with my agent, and I was like, I think I need to get a roommate, because, like, I'm just enjoying myself way, like, I don't want to turn into that lady that is, you know what I mean? Like, I need maybe someone else. Like, I'm just getting too comfortable in my ways. Yeah. And, like, so I do think that I'm probably at the place where I need to invite someone into my space. So, maybe. You know, he's like, it's called peace. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm peaceful. But, like, I just don't want to turn into that, like, old dog lady. And granted, I have 3, so I'm already kind of there, you know? Yeah, for sure. But I've had them forever.
Do you want to be married? Do you want to have kids? Like, do you see yourself? Like,
I would like to. I would love to.
So it's not something that you're, like, blocking?
No. Blocking I don't. Out. Not absolutely not. I have no expectations for myself as far as what I want in life, other than, again, so cliche, what God has for me. So for me, whatever that means, I think I tried to control my life for the first half of it, and it was amazing. I have no regrets. I had a great, amazing time. But I think the minute, which was right before the pandemic, I was genuinely like, okay, God, like, I've done this a very long time. I had a blast. I've had the most fun. I'm kind of cool. What do you want? Like, the world's ending. So if you want me to be a real estate agent or whatever, I don't know. I'm just using something. Cool. I had fun. And the minute I feel like I relinquished my will to whatever God had for me, it was like, okay, cool. I'm going to give you everything you wanted and more.
Wow.
But that's me personally. And what I believe is not for everybody, but it's for me. That's kind of how I am. So whatever, I love not knowing. I love not knowing. I never would imagine I was on the number one Latino podcast, you know?
Yeah.
So I just generally don't have any expectation. Love to be married. Love to have kids.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen, would love that. If I, whatever.
Yeah, I think that mindset that you have, like, not on, sometimes things don't work out for the best because we want it on our terms, 100%. On our time. And sometimes we just kind of relinquish control and just trust the process.
Yeah.
Everything falls into place so beautifully and better than you can ever expect.
Imagine, right? Like, our dreams sometimes are so small compared to what, you know, for me, God, the universe, whatever you believe in, whatever that, like, our imagination can only hit a certain level, especially what we're exposed to. So to relinquish, just let go of that feeling of being in control of that is awesome. And so ever since then, I'm just very like, what's up? You know, I literally wake up every morning. Thank you, God, for all these amazing things. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. And what's up? What are we going
to
do today?
Cheers to that for you being strong, independent.
Cheers. It's my type of party.
Come on, man. We're turning up.
It's my type of party.
Shit, is this ghetto enough for you, girl?
You know, it could be a little more ghetto, but it's fine.
What did she call us earlier?
Latino excellence.
What's this?
Chicano excellence.
I thought you said elites.
Latino elites.
You're Latino elite, G.
Cheers to the Latino.
You should have that on your license plate.
Is that what I should put?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it.
Chill. I'm going to make hats. I'm doing like a whole little Chicano excellence.
Oh, I love that.
Line, like not line, but just sayings, you know, like, I love caviar. You know, I love
caviar.
So I'm going to do a caviar chola.
You have it with the mini pancakes and shit?
You got to do it with the mini pancakes.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't know about the mini pancakes and shit with the little with the egg whites.
Little caviar bump here and there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's fire. Yeah, it's my shit. So caviar chola coming soon.
That's cool.
Have you been to the caviar?
So it's like bougie but ghetto. Like
100%. It's me. Yeah, I only want to represent what I am. So, you know, a girl, I know EBT. I grew up on food stamps, but
You're bougie now.
Now I like caviar. You know what I'm saying? But I will still eat, you know?
I can just see her at the caviar bar. She's like, y'all take food stamps?
Okay.
Yeah. You'll still eat your torta de frijol.
Right here. Hold on. I have to say something.
Say something.
It's embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
Did you fart?
No, well, it's more embarrassing than that. I'm a no sabo kid.
Oh. There's something wrong with that.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are judging me inside your heart.
No, I'm not.
No. You feel like that? No.
I know what you're saying, but like really don't try to come at me no conversation. No. I'm just going to be like,
wait, did I say something in Spanish?
A little bit, but it's okay. Oh, I'm just scared of you.
Yeah, a lot of people think we're no sabo kids. There's like too many tears for this stuff. You know what I mean?
But you are super sabo, right?
I mean, I would say so. I would say so. My mom was born in Mexico, literally like in a rancho. Like I'm first generation. She crossed the border illegally.
Hi.
So did my dad and stuff like that. First language was Spanish.
Okay.
But I still stumble on my words. Sometimes I'm not as confident as talking in Spanish. I'll say something on the podcast that's in Spanish and people will come after me.
It sucks. It really sucks. It's like, especially... It's hard, right? Like, I am who I am. I am, like, you cannot take, I'm born Latina. I am raised.
Right. Yeah.
I grew up in a culture. My dad's a Cholo. So I grew up more on that aspect of, like, Chicano, right? When we were little, my dad would be like, you're not Mexican. You're Chicano. Like,
My dad's really?
Oh, 100%. Cholo, like, so we spoke Cholo. We spoke Spanglish. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that was kind of our thing. Or he did. He speaks Spanish, but it's, It's because you know, very rocky. My mom is more, you know, generations in. Her family's a little more native too. So it sucks. It's hard because I am Mexican. I am a proud as hell Latina. I love where I'm from, even the hood part of it. It's my shit. It's who I am, and no one can take that from me. But it's so unfortunate that we live in a world where people feel that they can take that from you or tell you who you are. Like, bitch, this is who I am. Like, you can't take that shit away from me. No, I ain't in no gang, but my dad was. And I still relate to that culture. And I still relate to, like, my grandparents speaking Spanish to me that I didn't understand. It sucks, right? It's kind of hard.
It does suck.
Yeah.
It does suck.
We need to be better. I feel like we need to be better. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right.
But I'm an Osawa kid.
But there's nothing wrong with being an Osawa kid at all. Like, you just being, like, so, like, proud and 100%. Just from... where you're from and where your family's from, whether it be first, second, third generation, that's something to
I'm
be
all seventh. No, I'm
have you like tried to like learn Spanish?
I did.
Okay. And I think that matters.
Young, I try. I still want to learn 100%. My Yadi, my whole, like, they try to speak with me, but they just think it's funny and they want me to like speak Spanish. I do. I still want to learn it. It's, and I do think that I have a responsibility as someone who is now someone in a Latino community that people look up to. I do want to learn it. Yeah, 100%. I haven't got there yet, but I will.
Yeah.
I want to learn the rest of my life. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be 56, but.
There's nothing wrong with being a no sabo.
Hey, don't matter.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So now that we've gotten to know each other a little bit, so we do this thing called FIs. Uh-oh. Which, you want to tell what FIs are?
Yeah. So FI stands for first impressions.
Okay.
Okay. So obviously this is our first time officially meeting. 100%. All. So, we're going to go around and give each other our FIs.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to go to you.
Okay.
And then you're going to go to us.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of like a little exercise we like to do. And not these kind of exercises.
Okay.
Yeah. But just kind
of
like.
I do enough of those.
You look like it.
It's just basically like a little icebreaker slash it's something that like.
Oh, the ice is broken, my boy.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
The ice is broken.
You know what I'm saying? We're already like, you're my compa already.
In general, like, you know, this is why we do it, you know, especially like. We'll do it with guys, you know.
Okay.
Well, you know, tell them something sweet, and you know that'll be the first time a guy has told something to another guy that's so sweet. You know what I mean?
Like someone. Well, you have beautiful eyes, like a guy probably like that, right? Like
no. We go deeper than that.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
surfacey. Okay. We like to kind of, you know, really unpack it.
I will snowball off of you guys. So you guys, you know, you do your thing.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So my FI kind of starts a little further back. I recently followed you this past weekend. I was at Coachella. I had a conversation with somebody and you got brought up.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I saw that you were following me and I blushed a little bit. I was like, oh, she's already following me. So that was like the first like time I actually like came across you in my existence.
Okay.
And then when you walked in today with your posse of girls, I was like, Angie V is exactly what I thought she would be.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Because, you know, obviously you follow somebody else's social media. You got to do a little stalking and stuff.
Yeah.
The way you carry yourself is the same. You bring this energy that I felt in person that I also experienced through your social media.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. I love that.
You also seem very like authentic and genuine.
Yeah, so. Life's short. I am who I am. Like, yeah. I can't fake the funk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a lot of flaws. I got a lot of things I hate about myself, but it is what it is.
I love that.
Well, yeah. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. That makes me very, very, very happy. Thank you.
Just
okay, your turn.
Yeah, I was just going to say the exact same thing as Josh.
Okay. That's not, you can't. Yeah. Sorry, you did it already. Like, sorry, tell me more about me.
Knew that was a joke. Didn't you? Laugh. No.
Well, ours is a little different.
No. But no, just like, even besides that, I think you're a very genuine person. I think that you love your friends.
I love them.
I
they're
feel
my
like,
family.
I feel like you definitely love your friends, and I feel like you take care of your friends a lot. And I'm not even maybe talking about the people you have here. I'm just talking in general. I feel like you have a very strong personality, but I feel like you having your strong personality allows you to be with other stronger people, and it only levels you up and it levels them up. And I just feel like you're a very social person.
For sure.
Yeah. And I feel like whenever Angie's around, I feel like everyone's just having a ball. And you don't even have to be, you know, DJing or doing whatever you do. It's just you being there, you're an amazing presence for a lot of people.
You guys, like, I'll write the check after. That. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you. I receive all of that amazingness, and I'm humbled and, like, I'm blushing a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
You know, yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah. No, you got to go.
Yeah.
Okay, Sebas, I'll go with you first.
Okay.
So I follow Karen and love her. She's just amazing what she's done for women and Latinas. Like, that's my shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd be watching you, and right away I was like, oh, he's fun. Like, I can tell you're the fun guy. You're so fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you just seem like a really cool, fun guy. You're down. You are who you are as well. The same. Like,
yes.
You are just like... Like, you just don't care. Like, what? Like, yeah. I don't know. You just seem like the cool brother that, like, I'm calling. Like, your girlfriends that you have that are girls are probably calling you, telling you, like, shit that they maybe don't feel comfortable telling other dudes in their life. Like, you're that. Yeah. Do you have sisters?
I do.
How many?
Three.
Okay, so that makes sense. Yeah, you have that energy of, like,
And I'm a big mommy's boy, too.
Okay, so you understand. I could tell you just understand women.
Yeah.
I feel that. Like, that's what's my first impression. So I love it. It's
I love
great.
That. That's a good compliment.
Yeah.
That I understand women. That's a power.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have a, like, I don't know. Like, you don't have a, there's nothing intimidating about you energy wise that makes, it just makes you feel like if a woman is around you, I'm going to say she probably feels very safe and doesn't feel.
Like, you're kind of saying that I have no ounce of, like, machismo and, like,
kind of the like, vibes like that? Yeah. No, you don't give me machismo at all.
That he's approachable.
Very approachable.
Yeah.
100%.
Uh-huh.
We'll get to you. Very approachable. Very just.
So that right there is kind of like an inside joke, because we've had people on the podcast come here and they say that I'm very approachable.
Okay. And, hold on. Go ahead. Finish.
And then they, he maybe is not as approachable.
That's not what they say.
I want to know what they say.
Talk about it after she says that it's about you.
Okay. That's
Wait your turn, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, anything else about me? That's enough. Thank you so much.
You have an infectious smile. When you smile, I want to smile.
Nice.
So I like it.
Let me see. I've never felt like that about you.
Look at him. Look at him. It makes me smile.
Do the opposite.
No, man, that's good. It's good.
Thank
you. Good job.
I appreciate
that. Job
well
done, dude. On behalf of women, job well done.
Thank you. And...
Oh, shoot. Let me get comfortable for this one. Okay, so Josh. Okay.
Look at you.
So, like, I ain't gonna lie, Josh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, boys ain't really 100% my thing. Like, they've been my thing, but, like, you know, you're my thing. Like,
really?
You're hot. Yeah, yeah, for sure. You're hot.
Wow.
Like, on the way over here, my girls were like, are you nervous? You seem nervous. And I was like, yeah, I feel like they're way cooler than I am. And I don't want to say I'm not used to that, but, like, they just feel a lot cooler than me. So I am nervous. And I was like, and Josh is so damn hot. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a little.
He's extremely
so
hot.
So I don't think that it's that you're unapproachable. You're just too handsome, unfortunately. Your teeth are
what
perfect.
Did I say?
This is probably not helping your guys' argument at all, but I think you're very handsome. You're so, like, you're really cool. And then everyone was blowing my DMs and they're like, don't cachetes. And they're like, look at his butt. And I'm like, why are you going to tell me that? But I definitely, say, first impression, it's a little nerve wracking, right?
Really?
Like, yeah, because I feel like there's tiers of types of women, and I don't fit the tier of women that I would think you like gravitate towards or maybe connect with, right? I'm the brother with titties. So to me, first impression, I don't say you're not approachable. You're very sweet and very approachable, but you seem like you're here to do your job. You're cool. You are, you know, boom, boom, boom. And then you open up and like, you know, I just fall in love with you again. It is what it is. But yeah, like you're a little more, you know,
yeah,
you're just
yeah.
too handsome, unfortunately.
What do you have to say about that?
So
how do you argue that?
Thank you. I really do appreciate
you're
that.
You're just too hot.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wait, how tall are you?
Can I tell you, I'm going to be vulnerable with you
right now.
I don't believe that. And I think that probably adds to.
Are you blind?
No, I feel like in like high school, I was super insecure. And then like through like college, I was as well. And I think like as I started growing older, I started doing YouTube when I was like 21 and okay. I became pretty successful like early on. And then I started finding my value through my success. And I felt like people only liked me because of what I had to offer.
I get that.
So when yeah. people feed me things like that, when it has to do with my appearance, it's hard for me to really accept and believe.
Okay, I totally get that. Yeah. Do you feel, let me ask you this, were those your teeth always through life?
These are veneers.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But before the veneers, did you always still have straight teeth?
I had straight teeth, but they were like small. They didn't match my face.
Okay. So yeah. then you definitely have grown into a new era of life where you feel like, I don't want to say feel, but you've leveled, let's just call it for what it is. You've leveled up in, you know, life visually. I don't know what you look like before, so it's not a diss, right?
He's always been a handsome man.
You seem like.
Yeah. I guess I just didn't believe it. I don't know.
Did you have baby fat?
I had like a lot of acne. I was like
That's
a little
hot.
Chubby.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah, I just wasn't, I don't know. I didn't okay. have a lot of friends.
So I will say this coming from someone also, that is the greatest person ever. I'm glad that you feel that you, because if you were hot your whole life, you'd probably be a freaking asshole. And you're not an asshole. You're super sweet. You're like so engaging and give me the best compliments and the crush level went up 1,000 times. But yeah, you're a little, I can see how women or people, I can even see how men are a little intimidated by you. You're tall, your stature's great, your physique's great, you have 2% body fat, you're the number one Latino podcast. So I get it. But
some say he's a full package. Perfect amount of hair.
I can't tell, but I believe it.
Right. Like he's not too hairy.
You know what you look like? I'm going to be real honest. You look like if Disney was creating a character, you're the prince that turns us like, ding.
Wow.
Straight up. You look like a life-size Pixar of Disney Latino. Yeah.
He's like, you know when you play video games back in the day and then you're allowed to make your own character? And like he definitely doesn't look like you, but you make him like the way that you wish you look like.
You think you look? Yeah,
mine's Jennifer Aniston. You make him look like Josh.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. This
you make him look like Josh.
Josh, you
right,
have.
Matt? You made
your guys'
Matt.
Game.
You've made a Josh before in like WWE when you
Josh,
came
a wrestler.
I'm like 6'2".
6'2".
Yeah.
What's nothing? I'm not gonna ask your shoe size. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. But
we just had this conversation recently on a podcast. I'm actually technically I'm a 13. But I wear a 12 because going back to my insecurity, I felt like my body was like unproportioned to like my feet.
How old were you when you got your first girlfriend? I feel like this is going to make... So you were like 12, 11.
My first real girlfriend?
You were
girlfriend?
Running game on bitches right away.
No, yeah. Actually, I was late bloomer. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I swear.
My first real girlfriend, I was like 15.
That's like normal. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I dated her for like 7 years too. So it was like... Yeah.
But yeah, Josh is definitely...
You're a great guy.
But definitely Josh is like a huge sweetheart too.
I can tell.
And he has a great personality, well-spoken.
How many brothers and sisters?
That's where it gets complicated. So okay. I got 7 half siblings. They're all half.
No 100%.
No 100%. Okay. Yeah. I grew up, I consider my younger brother from my mom's side, like really? my brother. So yeah.
Your dad was a Latin. Someone was a Latin lover.
Okay. He was by far.
Absolutely. My grandfather, 22 kids.
22.
My great grandfather.
Damn.
Half in Mexico, half in here.
Damn.
Same time, like just running games. Same time. I have 22, and out of those 22,
you met them all.
I have never. No, heck no. Out of those 22, they're mostly in Mexico. So I've like 7 are with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. 5. I don't even know my nanogram. 4.
Wow.
But yeah, out of all of them, like I think only like 3 girls, all boys. Isn't that crazy? Like in TJ, I have hella family.
Uh-huh.
That is
4
insane.
Women, 22 kids.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
4 women.
4 women.
What's the math on that? It's like
yeah, my great grandfather.
7 kids.
It's wild.
No, that's not right.
how did that even work out? Like, how do you even like keep a relationship with everybody?
Honestly, right? You don't take care of them.
Yeah, right. You can't. Honestly, yeah. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Wow. Yeah. Well, those were our FIs. Those were a lot of nice things that you said.
Yeah,
Angie.
Of course. You guys are awesome.
Didn't you post a, did you say you posted a picture or something? Like, like going to go? Yeah. Yeah.
So even before that, I don't know how I ended up on the Salud care package crew, but one day I got a package and this is like a while ago and it was Salud products. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. What's up? Like I made it. So I was happy. Right. And then they came another round the second time. So I really wanted to like do a video and I did do a video. It's on my page. And I was like, cool. Shout out to his fine ass, Josh Leyva.
Wait, I saw this video. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for doing that.
By the way, this is not, I'm really genuinely being very honest. I'm not plugging your brand because you're here, but it is a part of my everyday life.
Oh, wow.
Ask all of these girls here. They like, because I got sent so much of it. no, everything I do, I used to be a little crack baby. Like I love juice and sugar shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It
soda?
Really
Are you soda girly?
I used to be. Okay. Not as much. Good. I still need one here and there.
Yeah.
But like crack baby.
Yeah.
Not officially, but you know, self-proclaimed. but that really helped me curve. Like I don't buy orange juice. I buy no fruit juices anymore. And I really just use them.
Yes.
So they're amazing.
It's
thank
definitely
you.
Part of my
and I continue on a lifelong relationship of products.
There you go.
Say that one more time.
Yeah. Well, Angie, we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
For real.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I honestly didn't know what to expect other than I just told Josh, I was like, it's just gonna be amazing vibes.
I hope.
And it's just gonna be, we're just gonna be like chewing the shit.
Yeah.
What do you got to plug? What do you got going on right now? What's new with you? What should people look out for?
Okay, so I do a party in Pomona. It is a season. Okay, so I want to invite you guys.
Please.
It's kind of a vibe.
Okay.
It's a little other ways.
Okay.
So like I said, I grew up, you know, my dad was a cholo, so I'm very heavily cultured in Chicano music and just like around the way Southern California, what you think Southern California, Mexican, Latino is like musically, I feel like that's a melting pot of what has helped me reach where I'm at. So I do this party and I've done it for God, maybe almost 8 years. Carrie, is it 8 years? About 8 years? Probably like eight years.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been forever. It started very small.
When you say oldies, what kind of oldies?
We don't do oldies. We do oldies. Oh. But we do, it's like Art LeBeau meets West Side Connection.
Meets like Stevie B, Lisa, that kind of shit.
Yes.
I love that. I'll
be
there.
Even New meets, you know, Dioro. Like we kind of go all over. Yeah. The rule is you can't play anything. You can't play a full set of new shit. They they're not having it. But it's like 2,000 people.
Damn.
No, yeah. I would love to go.
Wow. What is it called?
My favorite genre is like freestyle.
If you would love it.
Yeah.
Like it's just a group of people. You're going to see your tia who's like 60. You're going to see a 21-year-old girl and her friends celebrate. It's literally super diverse. We call it like a backyard movie.
Yeah, yeah. You're not down to invite us. You're not down.
Honestly, if you guys come, like it'll be insane. Sometime this season, it's once a month.
Oh, okay.
Opening weekend is a Sunday, which is insane.
Yeah, let us know.
Great, sold out.
Wait, so you started this?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah. Tiny. Awesome. I really started it because my friend was like, hey, I have this little, you probably don't, you might know. Do you remember Detox in Pomona? It was kind of like the club. One hood party on the rooftop. We had one rooftop.
Where at though?
Pomona at the Fox Theater.
Oh, I didn't go there.
Like a day party, like a hip hop day party. The only rooftop in the Inland Empire out there. And
I just remember Gotham.
Oh my God. It was all ages. You used to go there. You used to... Gotham.
And then Rockin' Saddle.
Wait, Rockin' Saddle?
I think that was
in... Riverside?
Yeah. No, Inca yeah, something
Hoots?
Like that.
You did Inca Hoots and all that?
I think Inca Hoots, yeah. And then there was another place, too, that I really liked. Yeah,
Riverside.
I mean, I lived
wait,
there.
Wait, where did you party?
Where did I party? Didn't really party like that.
You know what my favorite club was? Montebello. It was called Pulse.
Pulse?
Oh yeah.
In
I've been
so
there, bro.
Like the
I've been
crunk.
To the Pulse.
You're like that electro hyphy crunk.
Was.
Like, yeah, it was. Yeah, okay, yeah, it was. We came from there.
Yeah.
Well, it's dope. It was a dope party and you guys would have a great time.
I'm super down. I'm down. Count us in.
Okay, perfect.
And congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks.
That whole
thing
is really cool.
Yeah,
do you perform as well?
Yeah. So I do. I literally design the whole thing.
Wow.
Do everything. Like I have a great, amazing team. My boy John B, he's been with me since day one. You know, he DJs as well. My boy Adam holds down like the day of director of operations. So we have a great team, but like definitely it's my vision. It is all the things that I love and it's an amazing, I've never met someone that's gone to that party. Well, maybe a couple people, but like they just love it. It's something that's not like anything else.
Yeah.
It's like a mini little festival.
Yeah, well, we're there.
Way in there.
Chicanos.
We're there.
And then also I am a partner in a Cold Stone, so I'm a co-owner of a Cold Stone. I brought you snacks.
I love Cold Stones, by the way.
Okay, like, so
Cold Stones. Do you know how to do the thing too?
I don't think I'm good at it. I try. Yeah. I've done it a few times. Yeah. I actually am shitty at it, but it looks cool. but I brought you guys snacks.
Oh my God, I am so excited.
Cold Stones in Claremont is the only Cold Stones to do Choco Tacos. We brought them back.
So, oh, nice. What's the address in...
Dude, oh my God.
I don't even know the address, but I know it's North Upland Cold Stones. There's chocolate and there's sweet cream. Pick a Choco Taco. It's all your guys'.
You want chocolate or sweet cream?
I'll buy you guys cookies.
I mean, sorry, no, sweet
cream. There's both. You can have both.
Only a handsome... full package young man would choose sweet cream.
Now your body. No, it's okay. I'm good.
Should I just try the chocolate then?
Huh?
I should try the chocolate since you're trying that one?
Yeah.
If you don't like my taco, I'm not sure.
So you're saying you're the only Cold Stone that has these?
From what I know, yeah. Wow, we specifically made them. I also have a taco company, You're Not Down Tacos.
What? Yeah. There's a whole brand. It's a movement.
Yeah, I'm trying. Damn. You know, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, our slogan is if you don't like my taco, I'm not your type.
Damn, I love that.
Yeah. So, which is why we kind of brought on
your handsome ass full package man would take a bite like that. Wouldn't you?
Do it again.
And chew like that. And chew like that. Perfect amount of chew.
You look very nice doing
that. Like your biceps all out while you're holding the chocolate taco.
Don't let him play like that. Just do your
little flavor, bro.
Come on. Don't let him play. Eat it.
Why is he so handsome?
Bro, just eat the taco.
Don't let him play you. Come on. We want the crunch.
These are dangerous.
I haven't had a shit in a minute.
It's good, right? And the great thing is you can pick your filling. Like, you can pick any kind of ice cream. Make your own choco taco.
Wow.
You make that look real nice.
Wow.
Very nice.
So, Claremont.
North Upland, Claremont, yeah.
How about this? How about soon? You invite us to the store in Claremont. The Cold Stone.
Love that.
But like not, like don't, we don't want to go and like, yeah, can I get this? Mm-hmm. No, like, can we put an apron on and surprise people?
I would love that.
And surprise people that come in and see if they notice who we are.
Crazy. I'm nice with them too, with the little things.
With the what?
Dude, you guys like trying to flip.
Can you do that again real quick?
Yeah.
What was that gesture again?
I'm going to be tossing you balls, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
You know the ice cream balls?
Actually, that's exactly what you would be doing. Yeah. You could catch.
Yeah, you could catch them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not down.
I'm down, but most importantly, you're not down for to have me. You're not down.
I'm down, but let me tell you.
Can you put me on the flyer too?
I'll put you on the flyer. But here, let me just be honest. You guys got to take the day off on Monday because I'm not kidding.
It gets rowdy like that.
The tequila, like 2,000 people that just want to party. They're not. They are staring at you, but they're partying. Like it's not like the clubs now. It's genuine people from all age groups that are there to really experience a day of music. Yeah. It's not like anything. Like I know people say that about their shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I stand by that. It really is not like anything.
I don't take you as a person who be lies.
I stand on business. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
How do you say it in Spanish?
Just like that.
Stand on business.
Negocio.
Sí, puro negocio. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Put it on a hat.
Shh. Puro negocio. How much did they give you?
Well, Andrew, thank you for taking shots with us.
Yeah, thank you for giving my taco. Fun.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for always being an amazing person, even before you met us.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for coming. I know that you're from the IE. Thank you for driving.
Yeah, man. That's a
Josh is going to send you a gas card later.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's okay. I'm fueled by salud.
There it is. See? Already taking care of my boy.
No, he's going to send you one. And once again, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You're an amazing person, honestly.
How was it? How was your experience?
I'll be very honest. I was so nervous at first. Like I said, I've never been as nervous.
You settled in quick, though.
Because you gave me tequila. It's like a gremlin. Don't get it wet. You know what I'm saying? You gave it to me. I was like, ah. So, yeah, I feel good. Cool. Thank you. I had a blast, and I look forward to doing other shit with you guys, whatever that means. I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. We'll put all your socials and stuff like that.
I can't wait for you guys to, you know, flip your balls.
We'll be flipping balls, man.
Yeah.
Tossing your balls
in my Cold Stones. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But yeah, notifications, subscribe to the channel. This is La Platica, the number one ticketed, not rating app, the number one rated.
Tequila.
The number one Latino podcast in the world.
There you go.
According to Google. Google it. Josh, Google it.
Should I?
Where's no, not phone? Right now. guys. Sebastian Robles, the Josh Leyva,
yes,
and the one and only Angie V.
Angie V, everybody.
I can't thank you enough. Guys. Everybody go follow Angie V. Everything will be down on the comments down below. All the links, all that. Looking forward to a lifelong friendship.
Yeah. I'm stoked.
Friends forever.
like, are you guys gonna jump me into like Latino Elite after this? Yeah. Like, do I have to fight?
Yeah. For 13 seconds, like in Sur
Trece. I'm down. I'm so down. I'm down, 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 down. Thank you. And please, you guys, totally don't joking. Come at me. Don't come at me on my social media. Like, bitch, you don't look like Jennifer Aniston. I know. Okay, so
I
please.
I said it. Let's love each other. Let's be happy. Let's spread love. Let me tell you something. Push each other up.
Let me tell you something. The people that watch
La Fatica, the best comment section.
They're not like that. They are not like that.
The love is crazy.
They're gonna be like, what's up, Mrs. Jennifer?
I love that.
Okay, Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer.
I'm with that.
That's Jennifer. Why I told you in the beginning. I said, I'm so excited for all the girly pops back at home to watch the boy pops and the next girly pop.
I love that. My family's, my crew's the same. We're lovers. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So it's money, money, money.
Let's go. You know, you show your friends, my friends. We could be friends.
Nos vemos en la próxima plática.
Love y'all.
Estás escuchando La Plática.
There it is.